Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to this week's English khutbah, and the topic is Sha'ban, a preparation for Ramadan. Alhamdulillah. All praises are due to Allah, the most generous and the bestower of favors. He is the one who has blessed us with seasons of mercy and forgiveness, goodness and benevolence. And we bear witness that there is nothing worthy of worship except Allah, the Almighty and the Most Honorable. And we bear witness that our Master, Sayyidina Muhammad, is his messenger and a mercy unto all of creation. O Allah, send your peace and blessings and mercy upon him, his family, his companions, and all of those who follow him in the best of ways until the last day. Amma ba'd, to continue. I advise you, O servants of Allah and myself, to have taqwa of Allah. For verily Allah says, فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَأَصْلِحُوا ذَاتَ بَيْنِكُمْ وَأَطِيعُوا اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ إِن كُنتُم مُؤْمِنِينَ. So have taqwa of Allah and rectify that which is between you. And obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Messenger if you should be believers. أَيُّهَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ, O worshippers. We are in the midst of a great month, a month in which blessings of our Lord continue to flow and His gifts continue to manifest. And this is the month of Sha'ban, a month which is flanked by two esteemed months, Rajab, the sacred month, and Ramadan, the honored month. And our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was keen on seizing the opportunities in the month wherein, and he drew our attention to it by saying, ذَلِكَ شَهْرٌ يَغْفُلُ النَّاسُ عَنْهُ بَيْنَ رَجَبٍ وَرَمَضَانٍ. He said that, or Sha'ban, is a month to which people do not pay much attention between Rajab and Ramadan. And in this manner of drawing attention to us, the Prophet ﷺ was also drawing attention towards the importance of vigilance in our lives and the necessity of making use of the sacredness of time in a manner that ultimately benefits us. So servants of Allah, given that we're in this blessed month, we should be eager to make the best use of its moments. For the Prophet ﷺ advised us by saying, تَعَرَّضُوا لِنَفَحَاتِ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ فَإِنَّ لِلَّهِ نَفَحَاتِ مِنْ رَحْمَتِهِ. He said, take advantage of the moments of gentle breeze from the mercy of Allah, for verily Allah has moments of gentle breeze from His mercy. And amongst the virtues of Sha'ban is that it is a month in which our deeds are presented to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was asked why he fasted extensively in Sha'ban, and he responded by saying, هو شهر ترفع فيه الأعمال إلى رب العالمين فأحبوا أن يرفع عملي وأنا صائم. He said, it is a month in which deeds are raised up to the Lord of all the worlds, and I love that my deeds are raised up whilst I'm fasting. Aisha, our mother radiallahu anha, said, ما رأيت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم استكمل صيام شهر قط إلى رمضان. She said, I never saw the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam complete fasting an entire month except Ramadan. وَمَا رَأَيْتُ فِي شَهْرٍ أَكْثَرَ مِنْهُ سِيَامًا فِي شَعْبَانٍ. But apart from Ramadan, she never saw him fast more in any month except than in Sha'ban. So brothers and sisters, we need to increase our fasting in Sha'ban as a way of emulating the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and demonstrating our obedience to Ar-Rahman, the Most Merciful. And why should we not strive to do good deeds in this month, when this is a month in which our sins are forgiven, in which our records are filled with good deeds? And in this month is also a blessed night, the night of the middle of Sha'ban, wherein it is narrated or said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala looks upon His servants and the purity of their hearts and the sincerity of their souls, and then showers them with His mercy and grants them His vast forgiveness. For it is narrated that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَطَّلِعُ فِي لَيْلَةِ نِصْفِ مِنْ شَعْبَانِ فَيَغْفْرِ لِجَمِيعِ خَلْقِهِ إِلَّا لِمُشْرِكٍ أَوْ مُشَاحِنٍ. that indeed Allah looks upon His creation on the night of the middle of Sha'ban and forgives all of them except the one who is mushrik, an idolater, and one who harbors hatred, mushahinin. So brothers and sisters, we have to work on our hearts so that when the mercy is descending, it doesn't go back from whence it came. And that when it descends upon us, that it doesn't find a heart full of resentment and enmity. And so this entails that we strive to purify hearts, to remove jealousy, to remove hatred, because they only cause a barrier between us and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's pardon and His blessings. And this is a call and a summons for us to strive to rectify our relationships. If we've cut our ties off with our siblings or anyone who otherwise has rights upon us, then we should strive to mend those relationships, to return those rights and to seek reconciliation. We should strive to forgive one another, to set aside our disputes, to maintain kinship ties, especially brothers and sisters with our families. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the verses we just quoted, He said, وَأَصْلِحُوا ذَاتَ بَيْنِكُمْ, amend that which is between you. And who does this apply to more so than our relations with our families? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَفْعَلُوا الْخَيْرَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ, and do good in order that you may succeed. So this is a month of doing good. This is a month, as one of the scholars said, شَهْرُ رَجِبٍ شَهْرُ الزَّرْعِ, that Rajab is a month of planting seeds, وَشَهْرُ شَعْبَانَ شَهْرُ السَّقِي, and Sha'ban is the month of watering, وَشَهْرُ رَمَضَانَ شَهْرُ حَصَادِ الزَّرْعِ, and Ramadan is the month of reaping or harvesting. So brothers and sisters, this is the month by which we do much good to prepare for the month to come. And this means that the habits that we want to be imbibed with in that month should be now made part of our routine in this month. Habits like fasting, habits like relationships with the Quran, of reciting it, and nightly prayers. And these are things that we want to do because the Quran was revealed in Ramadan. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, شَهْرُ رَمَضَانَ الَّذِي أُنزِلَ فِيهِ الْقُرْآنِ هُدًى لِلنَّاسِ وَبَيِّنَاتٍ مِنَ الْهُدَى وَالْفُرْقَانِ, that the month of Ramadan is the one in which the Qur'an was revealed as a guidance for mankind, containing clear proofs of guidance and criterion. But for in order to avail this great guidance of the Qur'an, this Qur'an has to be part of our hearts. And we want to make sure that we're prepared for it when the month of Ramadan comes by ensuring we have a relationship with the Quran in this month of Sha'ban. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to purify us to the best of our abilities, to allow this month to be a month where we acclimatize ourselves to devotion for your sake, Ya Rabbil Alameen, to elevate our good deeds, to forgive our sins and to purify our hearts. I say this and I seek forgiveness for myself and for you. So seek forgiveness, for He's the most forgiving and the most merciful. And with that comes to an end this week's khutbah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This khutbah was brought to you by Idha'atul Quran Abu Dhabi.